one is also from Human Resource Director relative to reclassifications of existing positions, reallocations of non-representative positions, advancements in the pay range, and all revisions to the executive compensation plan. But the recommendations are to be implemented unless supervisors otherwise object.
Supervisor Johnson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a number of questions. I have questions about a number of positions, a few positions. Under page 140, the DAS Budget and Policy Administrator, there's to be a reclassification to the Director of Operations. And is the salary to stay the same?
Sorry, I don't have, which page did you say? 140?
Page 140, according to my packet.
Page one up here.
So is it that first one listed on the reclassification report? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, okay, page one. Revised, it's been written, revised 7912, page one, Budget and Policy Administration.
Oh, I see. I see.
Is this just a reclassification? Is there an increase in salary, a change in salary? And if so, from what now to what proposed?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor Rick Session, Deputy Director of Human Resources. If you look on page 143, a couple pages further, there's a fiscal form that's provided from DAS. It does indicate the change in the hourly rate and the change in the overall...
142.
It's on...
Page 142.
143.
On mine, it shows page 143.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, 140. I have 142. Anyway... Okay, so the reclassification is from Budget and Policy Administrator to a proposed classification of Director of Operations?
Correct.
Okay, my question is there a change in salary?
Yes, there is, Mr. Chairman.
What is it?
You can see that the hourly rate reflected in the column on approximately the middle of the page shows almost a $5 per hour increase.
$5? Almost.
Almost. $4.89 per hour.
Pardon me?
$4.89 per hour is the increase on that.
Almost, okay. And is this based, of course, the director or the department asked for the increase, but is this based on comparables?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, when we evaluate a reclass request, we evaluate it in terms of what the job requirements are.
Okay.
So we compared this to other operations positions, and that's where we arrived at the Director of Operations at 38M as the appropriate classification. We do have other Director of Operations that are in that same ballpark.
Okay, that's what I want, there are comparables. Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Session. The next one is, I may get the pages wrong, but I'm looking at the county executives, administrative secretary, director of communications. Right now, I believe the pay is $58,145.70, and the increase would be $17,000 more to $85,184. And again, our comparables being used to come up with such a figure?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, I think to clarify the, I'm unsure where you're coming up with the $17,000.
Okay, my numbers may be... No, okay. Is that what this is? Okay, excuse me. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. $58,145.70. The new rate would be $70,000?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, I saw fringes and somewhere else. Okay. And then it says administrative SEC director of communications. I see on the next page it says existing position $85,184. And that would be the reallocated position would be $99,964. Are those the fringes?
That includes the fringe benefit rate. Correct.
Both figures?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So it's roughly a little less than a $12,000 increase. And
correct.
Again, this is based on comparables. In other words, there are other jurisdictions that similar positions have a similar scale, and you're using that to compare, or using that to project what you think should happen.
Correct. Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, for reallocations, we review market conditions and we review other matters of equity. In this case, it's an internal equity matter that allowed us to recommend that we bring that salary up to $70,000 per year.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. It's fair. I'm asking the questions so I can know. If you're looking at, in some cases, you look at the market conditions, so you're comparing comparables elsewhere, but in this case, you're looking at what's happening internally. In other words, this position needs to be upgraded for whatever else is going on in county government for similar positions.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor
Lewis. Thank you, Mr. Sessions.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just following up on that item, Director of Communications, I guess I don't understand. I mean, if I look at base salary, this is a recommendation for a 20% raise in base salary. I thought the county executive just brought on this Director of Communications, so what better reflection of market than the fact that he just hired someone? Why do they need a 20%? All of his staff have been hired within the last year, but this person in particular, why does anyone need a 20% bump? But it seems like the county exec's office is the only place you can get this kind of thing.
Any response?
Good afternoon, Supervisors. Amber Maureen. This title is confusing, so I understand where the confusion is coming from. This is actually the position that Ms. Torhorst was hired into over a year ago, and she is currently underpaid compared to the other senior staff in the county executive's office. And that is the issue that Mr. Session was referring to. The other senior staff in the county executive's office are paid the same rate that we are proposing that Ms. Torhorst should be paid given her job duties.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Wow. Well, I think, Ed, the Jenny Senate, with all due respect, I mean, it's hard for us to look at these things pretty much after the fact. I mean, Ed, the reclassing thing, the caveats are, well, do they have comparables, and do you have sufficient funds to cover? So if you answer those questions, they go on. And normally we never challenge these things, or hardly ever challenge. What is difficult now is that, I guess I would ask the co-chairs very respectfully in agenda setting, if these questions weren't asked in agenda setting, that, you know, well, where are we going with this stuff? Or, you know, is this reasonable? You know, we get it now, and we're going to be the bad guys and say, no, you don't deserve a raise. How much you deserve a raise? I mean, that's a very legitimate question. What makes this very difficult, and let's be honest about it, is that we sit here for the last few years, we significantly ask. We freeze people. We freeze a lot of people at advances in the pay raise. We ask people to pay for their pensions, which they haven't done before, which needed to be done. Okay. We ask them to pay more for their insurance, et cetera, et cetera. A big portion of the last two budgets have been, and somewhat rightfully so, I voted for them. I take all these decreases myself. And it's hard for us. I mean, I look at it once in a while and say, I'll be over here a decade. I'll never get a raise. Never will get a raise. Paying 15-20% more, and so I'm here for big bucks. And I like to think a lot of people are here, not because of the salary, obviously, because they believe in what we believe in, that, you know, this is public service. It needs to be done. It's not always going to be compensated at the same level as it is in the private sector. Okay, our benefits are good, but a lot of good benefits in the private sector, too, by the way. So you put us, I think, in just an extremely unfair position. Of course, we always are, and we got to make decisions. It's the way it is. Okay, but so I tell all these many, many employees who call me, and I try to talk to myself, too, and my wife, and my father says, well, you know, are you in this for just for volunteer work, or are you supporting your family? I say, well, I'm here because it's an avocation, and a vocation, and that's a true thing. And I think a lot of our very good employees, and I have never talked down about our employees, our senior staff. I admire that you're here. I admire all the people who are in these positions because we need you. And, you know, I don't think you'll get the compensation you get out and outside. But that's the way it is. That's the role we have once we take these things. So what makes us very difficult is that we've done these things to ourselves, myself, and so many other employees. They haven't seen any significant raises in these years. They haven't got any steps, okay? They're paying more for all the good benefits that we do have, okay? And yet, some people get 20% raises. Some people get, you know, these types of raises. That's what makes it difficult, because we're telling everybody else you can't. And then we got a county executive, as usual, says, you know, zero budgeting. So, you know, we got to cut everything else back. But a select few can get significant raises. That's what makes it tough, okay? I'm not saying they don't deserve them, and I'm not going to say I'm voting against it, because it was in the department budget, but I needed to get that off my chest, because that's what makes it difficult. Thank you.
Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, coming out of a department of county employees that, for the most part, have all the same job classification and are in the same pay grade with steps, I would have been upset if I found out that I was the only person not being paid at the same rate as compared to what everybody else was. I know that on the county board, if we found out, chairwoman aside for her duties, but on the county board, if we found out that we weren't all receiving the same compensation, at least based on the position as a starting point, we would have reason to be upset about that. And it seems, if I heard correctly, that this position is being requested for a pay increase simply because it was at an unequal level to begin with. So, you know, if the county executive has a department that's operating where five people are all at $30 an hour and you've got one person doing the same work as the other five that's only at 25, you know, whatever the numbers are here, then it would only make sense to equalize it, especially if prospectively we as a board are going to want to see across the board raises for all of the other employees. Why not let the county executive get his own house in order so that later on we do have the wherewithal to be able to say the employees that are at the lower levels across the county, we need to start there and get raises up to, you know, standard of living and raise increases on a regular basis to go with cost of living increases across the board. Why not start there? If I'm misinformed as to what the actual case is, please correct me. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would say to answer Supervisor Smith's question, I did not ask the same questions in agenda setting. What tends to happen because of our numbers, our department org numbers, it just happens to stand out. There are other positions, such as the CATC position, and the positions I'm citing are upper scale positions as far as salary is concerned. The CATC position, I would ask again, I would take it that the reclassification, which is a change in title, that if there is an increase, that comparables are looked at. The comparables are looked at, and as big as BHD is, I shouldn't just assume that there's an internal comparison being made of salaries, but as big as it is, I would think that is the case. But I just happen to, I'm not picking on the county executive, I'm not picking on DAS, but it's just so that these salaries are upper level salaries as far as increases are concerned, and that's why I asked the questions. Somebody's got to ask some questions.
Well, and just to follow up on that, I mentioned Supervisor Schmidt privately just now. Those, you know, when we had this at agenda setting, it was similar to that and sort of like not much to see here, and then one of these reclassifications came in afterwards, which we've been discussing. So we didn't have that one to ask the questions about that. Supervisor Romwise?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to move the latest item over to the budget. I do honestly believe that this is a budget issue. The county executive, by all means, has every right to go ahead and to request raises for his staff. However, I feel like that should be done through his budget and not outside of the budget cycle. The truth of the matter is that, you know, the county executive is brand new. His staff is brand new. They knew what they were making when they came in to the position. He knew what he was paying them when they came into the position. And to ask us to give someone a raise outside of the budget cycle, I feel puts us in a compromising position, and it's not a position that I enjoy being in.
Do you want all of item 21 laid over, or just because there are all these other ones?
Yeah, the
I'd like them all laid over.
The whole group.
Through the budget.
Every single one.
We are in July. We begin the budget cycle in September, and we begin deliberating in the beginning of October. I don't think that any of these items are going to steal anyone's breath if they're not acted upon today. And again, I do believe that these items belong in the budget. And again, this is my first go round as a member of a personnel committee, but I just feel like these are generally things that we review in the budget. If it was January, I may feel differently, but it's July, and we're on the cusp of the budget, and I do feel that these are all more appropriately acted upon within the prospective department's budget. Thank you.
So your motion would be to lay over item 21.
To the budget.
Not 20. We're on item 21. So Supervisor Lipscomb?
It's not on the layover. Do you want me to wait?
Do you want to respond to the layover? Or just generally? Or something?
These few comments that were just made, I just had a couple of things to add, and I was reflecting on Supervisor Schmidt's comments, and I think whether it's the public or private sector, it can happen where we hire someone and then at a later time people are hired at a higher rate. Happens all the time, and sometimes we're able to fix it, and sometimes it takes a while. So I can understand the concern where it looks like, are we picking and choosing? There's one piece of information that's more sensitive that I just wanted to mention about that one item, and that is we're attempting to address a gender equity issue. So it's an EEO concern as well, and that wasn't shared with you as we started the conversation, but that's part of why this particular one was something we felt was important to recommend. To respond, though, to Supervisor West's comment about this belongs in the budget, I just wanted to mention that these items come through every cycle. This is kind of a typical part of as physicians are coming in for review or, this happens on a month-to-month basis. So I just wanted to mention that because I wasn't sure when you were saying lay them over till the budget, does that mean that you're suggesting that throughout the entire year we wouldn't review positions and hold them all until budget? I didn't understand.
Well, I think she said if this were January, she would feel differently.
Right.
She's feeling like this is close to the budget.
It is.
In her opinion, this doesn't need to be done at this point. So, Supervisor Johnson, did you have some remarks?
Mr. Chairman, I wanted to ask with respect to the EEO situation, is that the county executive's position?
Yes. Well, I don't want to speak for him. Maybe you should.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Supervisor Lipscomb, did you have some comments?
On the layover, I guess I don't think I'll support the layover only because I think that there are some in here that are appropriate reallocations, reclassifications, advancements, and so I don't think I'll support the layover. I do have, when we're done with that, another question.
Well, you might want to stay now in case the layover happens.
I suppose you're right. Well, all right. With respect to the county executive's office, clearly it's easy to see why I would have been confused about who we were talking about because of the way it's listed. Why does the county executive's office have a pattern of employing people in classifications and titles that are not their actual job. I mean, once again, and you have some history with this, why are we continuing to do this? It's only confusing. It's confusing to all of us who are not part of that, because I don't know that we do that.
May I take a stab at answering? One of the problems that we have countywide, and it's not just the county exec's office, is that a lot of our job titles are simply outdated. So they're actually using the titles HR are giving them to you. So in a little while on the agenda, I know we'll be talking about our compensation strategy going forward, but this is one of many things you point out that we need to give attention to. It is confusing when you look at that. It doesn't really describe what she does, but that's the way it was put forward in the budget because that's the title that was in place at the time. Does that make sense?
Not really. I mean, so when you hire into the position, or why didn't you change the? So why don't you change the? If you're going to reclassify and do things, why wouldn't
retitle?
You do that and say this isn't a communications director. It is a whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And what is the appropriate pay for that position? On the EEO issue, I mean, clearly from my comments, I thought we were talking about a guy. So, the 20% pay raise is just a problem to me. It doesn't, you know. That was not my issue. But I don't buy this idea that we continue to employ people in classifications and job titles that aren't there. So if that this isn't the communications director, then the person I know to be the communications director, what is he?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, reclassification requests come to us from departments, and then we respond to them. In the case that you're pointing out here, I think you're correct that these titles are a little bit inaccurate for perhaps what their functions are. So we'd be happy to work with the County Executive's Office to pursue retitling of all these positions. The retitling would not necessarily result in any change in compensation. So we'd try to get more accurate titles that are more descriptive of what the classification actually performs. We would bring that back at a later date.
Well, I guess what I don't understand is if you've done an analysis of that position, as it is titled, as it is, you know, then that pay is for that position and those the duties of that position. But if the person who's in that position is actually doing different duties, then why are we to assume that the appropriate pay range is the same and that they're that there would just be equity across the department rather than equity across comparable work, which I don't know that this is comparable work, right? Because it's in a classification and title that is different than the actual job being performed by the person.
Right. Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, you have a good handle on the mundanities of HR processes. It's difficult to tease out all of that, but when we were looking at it for reallocation purposes, we were only looking at the compensation for the position. We weren't looking at the overall classification of the position. We did evaluate it within the internal equities to make sure that we were taking care of folks the way they need to be taken care of. That was our priority.
Supervisor Schmidt?
I don't want to elongate this tomorrow, but this is a relationship thing again that we've been talking about, and it's not easy always between the executive and legislative branch. It's the way it is. We wouldn't be doing our jobs unless we question things too. And indeed, in your own position, it's more in you know, the county executive being new and the politics and way things work. But you know, you were a very popular choice, and he had a lot of confidence in you to be his advisor, and he tried to put you in a different position, but wouldn't do the same thing. So, you know, we went through this stuff before, you know, and now we've got a new human resources. It's been a shambles. I don't blame them. I mean, they don't have much latitude here, like you were saying. It's pretty mundane. I mean, they get these things unless they're just wild-eyed, okay? If it's in the department's budget, well, then they say, well, yeah, you got the money, so. But you know what? The system has not been good. I mean, I think Supervisor Lipscomb's stuff, I was kind of asking the same questions too. You know, we got a pretty good handle on what things going on now and what the real response, who he really wants, why he wants them. Then just honestly do that then. Work with HR before And they got a lot of things to get their house in order. Very happy to see Mr. Session in front of us, too. We relied on him. He did a lot of good for us as a staff person. And Julie Ash back there, too. So our losses have been the administration's gain. Use these people well. We've had a lot of confidence in them. I guess some background is that we just don't know enough people. So that's the way it is. So we need to do a better job on this. We need to clarify this. And, you know, the fact that it comes in a day after agenda setting, I mean, that throws up a red flag to me. You know, why wasn't it done in agenda setting? Maybe there's a good reason. But, you know, we have to take honest looks at these things. Maybe they would have said some of the questions they have today if they had got that information at agenda setting. I don't know about that. That doesn't leave me a good taste right there. But as I said before, I don't begrudge people. I have no specific complaints, or would I say anybody is in the position they deserve to be in. I think moving Ms. Terhurst to another position probably makes good sense. Okay, but again, we're in the situation I explained before. I won't go over. Now, I will not support a layover. These are apples and oranges. There's all sorts of different positions here. We're talking about a couple positions in the executive office. I'm not laying everybody else over because of that. There's very different components here, and you really can't lay over the whole thing because we do these things every month. But, you know, we're coming to the budget now, and I'm going to watch very carefully. We got something coming up, vacancy and turnover, unfunded positions. Departments need some flexibility and understand to make their budgets. But they have to start asking about, now we had with psychiatrists today, we got to pay people more. So let's start looking at these things and maybe try to get a bigger picture and saying, yeah, there's always exceptions to rules, but what have we got an HR department for? They're going to have to make some, finally, you know, and it's nobody's fault right now, they weren't here. But they finally have to make some decisions in these areas about classifications or how it's done. They have to have more of a say what's going on. Because this is, I mean, we're irrelevant when it comes to this basically anyway, because all these decisions are made. So we can be bad guys and say, oh, we're not giving these raises, but that doesn't solve the problem, okay? But we need a better way, and maybe it's starting, as Mr. Session has said. You know, let's get on board with what job descriptions are. Let's be honest what we really want. If you want a chief of staff, then put a chief of staff. If you want this, put it that, okay? Don't play games with us, because we'll try to do what's fair. I'm not going to stop raises, but I was sincere when I said these things before. You know, it works out this way, but let's be careful about doing that after we fix a budget. We fund all these positions in our budget. We get all the grief for it because we put all the money in, and then you know, 10, 11, 15%, 20% of these positions are never funded. So we put the tax money in, but then, you know, the executive then and departments, they get to play. And I understand they need some flexibility. But maybe when I look at the budget this year and departments come, I'm going to look about how many positions there are and how many are funded. And so, this is why I talk about realistic budgeting all the time. You know, we need hedges here, but we need to coordinate this stuff better. And if I'm a little frustrated, well, I've been on for a few years, and I see how, you know, we make the tough decisions and then all this other flexibility can be done no matter what we say anyway.
Mr. Chairman, excuse me. Just in response to the issue around agenda setting, I want to apologize to the co-chairs and to the committee members. After agenda setting, I determined that I had made a mistake in allowing a report to go forward that was inaccurate. We subsequently corrected that and resubmitted it through Legistar, but I failed to provide copies of that information to the committee members, and I wish now that I had, and I will in the future. When I was an analyst on the personnel committee, this was an issue that arose often, and it was very frustrating, so I apologize for that.
Okay, Supervisor Romulus.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to withdraw my previous motion, and I would like to move a layover of Ward Number 1000, the county executives. The county executive department, it's customary that this finance, personnel, and audit committee do not mess with, for lack of a better word, the county executive's budget, and it's a courtesy that he does not do the same to ours. And I would, I don't have any objection to the pay raise. I work with Ms. Tolhurst. I know she works hard. I know she's worth every penny. the problem that I have is that it's coming outside of the budget cycle, and I do believe that pay ranges of, especially of this magnitude, should be absorbed in the budget, which I'm being told it's going to be, but that it should be part of the that department's budget. And so.
Okay, so we have a new motion, and clerk has a new motion.
Lay over just the 1,000 or everything else.
To lay over to the budget.
Right, to have still to the budget.
No, I should be.
Supervisor Alexander?
If I'm following, thank you, Mr. Chairman, if I'm following everything correctly, it seems that this is circulating a lot around Ms. Torhorst, and we see a lot about how she works, but I don't know if that should be any of our comments. There's a problem that she is not only female and pregnant against male counterparts that are... Please hear me out. She's a pregnant female up against male counterparts that are making a higher wage for what we're being told are the same duties. And we're being told by her boss that there needs to be an equalization there. And now we're saying that we're willing to move forward with equalizing any other department except that one, the one that we're concerned that there could be a legal question about?
Then you can vote no on the motion.
Fair enough. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Briefly?
I'll try to be very brief. Thank you. To the point of considering these in the budget, and maybe someone from the DAS staff can clarify if I'm incorrect, because my time here has been short, but my understanding is that historically DAS has encouraged departments to not do this type of thing in the budget, to defer to this committee so that there could be an open discussion on these rather than jamming a whole bunch of them through the budget. That is my understanding of past practice. On putting this type of thing in the budget. To Supervisor Lipscomb's point about his frustration over the title, I share your concern that this is confusing, and if there's concern that we are trying to hide something or not be transparent, absolutely not. This was just an unfortunate byproduct of what Mr. Session described with sort of antiquated job titles that we have in an effort to staff up in the county executive's office. Absolutely, we will work with HR to retitle so that everything is clear for all of you and you can be comfortable that what you are seeing reflects someone's job duties. And lastly, of course, to Supervisor Alexander's point, we do believe in the County Executive's Office that this is an important issue of equity. Mrs. Torhorst's duties are at least in line with the gentleman in our office who receive the salary that we are suggesting for Ms. Torhorst. Thank you.
You have one last comment before we take a roll on your motion?
I do, Chairman Collins. First of all, I take extreme. I'm not even going to go there. As a formerly pregnant woman, and as a woman, and as a minority, I want to say on the record that my opposition to this item being brought outside of the budget cycle has nothing to do with the candidate's gender or the fact that she's pregnant or not. My opposition to this is that you are asking us, and again, the county executive is very new here. He hired Ms. Torhorst at the rate that she was hired and then proceeded to hire the other people behind her. Ms. Torhorst is one of the senior staff in the county executive's office. And therefore, when the county executive hired her and then proceeded to hire her male counterparts and female counterparts, he knew how much Ms. Torhorst made. So for somehow this should now be on the county board, or for me to be wrong to point out the fact that we were not a part of the hiring decision, we were not a part of how much this person made or didn't make, or how much anybody makes or does not make. It is the duty of the department head to hire those people and to pay them as such. I take extreme offense to that. What I am saying is that a 20%, I think I'm going to echo the sentiments of my colleague, Supervisor Schmidt, 20% pay raise for anybody within Milwaukee County at this particular moment in time, but particularly a employee who was hired within the last 18 months, I think is asking a lot, not only of this board, but of the residents of Milwaukee County. The budget cycle is right around the corner. If this was the desire of the county executive, then this should have been in his budget and not been put in front of us. I don't appreciate being put in this position. I don't appreciate the innuendo, the accusation by my colleague that somehow this has something to do with someone's gender, especially when I share that gender. This is, as a two-term member of the Finance and Audit Committee, this is not unheard of for us to ask that you come back and bring this back within your budget. I don't ever remember DAS saying, oh, don't put raises in the budget. I do recall, as a member of Finance and Audit, asking the department heads if there were raises in the budget. I do know the county board staff will note if there is a raise in someone's salary in their report to us, and Mr. Session knows that better than anybody, having done many of those reports himself. So, again, I don't believe that this is an appropriate ask of this committee at this particular time. We're right around the corner from budget. If that was the desire of the county executive, and again, and this is no slight on Ms. Tolhurst at all, I appreciate her work. I work very closely with her. We have a good relationship. This is about procedure. This is about the way that I believe that things should be done. And again, as a two-term member of Finance and Audit, this isn't the first time that we've asked somebody to bring something back during budget and thought that it was more appropriate there. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
I think we are. Do you mind if we just take the roll on this motion? Do you want to speak to it? I mean, if you really want to speak to it, I think we all know where we're going on this motion. We can sit here all afternoon and have a discussion.
Well, I would like to speak before we because we have to take the rest of it.
Do you want to speak to this?
Yeah, I just want to ask a real quick question. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Why are we separating this again? We're separating it from the rest of the...
Supervisor Roma West has to separate this out for separate action. She was uncomfortable with this particular one, and not as uncomfortable with the other reclassifications.
Right.
So okay. She chose to do this one separately. So
I don't remember what supervisor asked to separate, just lay the whole item 21 over, and then we retract and push back.
I withdrew that.
Okay.
And now I'm asking just for this one.
Just this one, yeah. Okay.
That's right. So, okay, let's take the roll on this and see what goes.
Motion is to lay over Org 1000 to the budget cycle. Request for reclassification.
The county executive's office, Org 1000 is the county board.
I'm sorry.
The county executive's
office.
Org
1000. On the motion,
more
Supervisors Hodge?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Yeah.
No.
Sure. Roma West?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
No.
Alexander?
No.
Stamper?
No, but excuse me. What number is it?
Item 20.
I know that, but what?
Their org number, I think, is
1001.
1011. Whatever it is, it's the county executive's office. It's misstated in the report, I guess.
It's
21. Okay. Stamper said no. Supervisor Johnson?
No.
And Mr. Chair?
No.
Motion fails on a vote of 2-6.
Okay. So we have the whole item 21.
She had the wrong number. I have 1,011 as the number in my report.
Yes, I said I corrected it to the county executive's office, which is that's this board number.
Is that
1,011?
Yes.
Okay.
Is your vote still a no? Right? You
voted? Yes.
Okay. Supervisor Johnson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm over 60. And I say that not to congratulate me for getting 60.
I do. You're a young guy.
But I say that because when I was in college, there were many efforts to make sure that pay equity was something that was sought. And 4 years plus later, we're still dealing with this. Now, if that position, this particular position, you have discretion. In this particular department, there is discretion. I am wondering, Ms. Mitchell, with respect to other departments, do we have similar situations where males are getting for the same classification? I would think not, but in this particular case, the county executive has discretion to fill positions as he sees fit. Have you come across any widespread?
We may not want to discuss this in open session.
Well, okay.
At some point, if you want to have someone do a study, we can do that then discuss whether or not that's an issue. It's a legitimate issue.
Yeah, okay. Well, the point is that I brought the issue up because I think it's a very legitimate issue. I think it's very legitimate. And this is something that this is not the private sector, and we need to be about equity, pay equity.
Mr. Chair, I would I'd move to lay over the, I think it's 1011, County Executive, the item just to the next cycle. And I would ask the department to perhaps in that interim period you could clear up some of these other issues with titles and classifications and make this clearer so that we're not for me it's just a big distraction that brings up all of my suspicions, all my worst suspicions. So I think if you would bring it to us cleaner, I would just lay the item over, and that gives them the opportunity. They can bring it back the same way, or they can try and clean it up.
Just that single item, not the whole.
Correct.
Not all of it.
Okay. Not to budget, but just to our next.
Just to, and that would be until September.
Correct.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Chairman. If I understand Supervisor Lipscomb's comment, is that you're suggesting that this is laid over until a comprehensive review is completed? Is that what you're...
Let me say it this way. The motion is only the layover till September. My advice with that is that you can choose to just let it come back in the same fashion, but I think you'd be better served to more completely review that department and that position and perhaps propose that it really has a different title and a different function, and that you believe that this is an appropriate pay recommendation for that, and that we not have that confusion. I'm not gonna vote for a 20% pay raise for a position, whoever's in it, for a position that isn't the position they do, that is just, I think that's just bad. I'm not gonna vote for that. So you can take the layover however you want, but the layover is simply, that's the complete motion. You can do with it what you will.
Does everybody understand the motion?
Yes.
Okay, let's take the roll on the motion.
On the layover to September, Supervisor Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stanford?
Aye.
Johnson?
No.
Mr. Chair?
No.
Motion approved, 6-2. Now that's just on the one.
We need a motion to approve the rest of item 21.
So approve
of
the items.
Yeah.
And we don't need it unless we're going
to
do something.
Just to do objective, which is the one you did.
Okay.